Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Mike Kernine, Kyla Thade, and Abby Size. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Yeah,
thank you.
And you, oh my gosh, Kyle, you just like whipped out this like special instrument. What do you got in your hand right now?
I have a trumpet here from the Kernine family. This is the one I use every year I come up.
It's just waiting for you, like, yep. Kyle, whenever you're ready. Wonderful. So obviously a good part of the jazz world, the trumpet. So the great thing about Jazz Fest is we have amazing musicians coming into town to perform, but there's also a lot of students coming in to perform. Mike, what are all the student activities that are happening?
Well, we have students coming in from Fairbanks north all the way to Ketchikan south, and we've got educational clinics. The kids do workshops. They get adjudicated. They get to kind of rub elbows with all the artists and get the whole experience with the great evening concerts and events.
Wonderful. So is that going on this whole week? Are students already in town? Or are they kind of filtering in throughout this week?
The majority of the students will be getting in Wednesday night, and then there'll be a few more. The Juno folks will be coming in on Thursday.
But, wonderful.
They'll be coming in starting Wednesday. Artists have already started. We've got Kyle in, and there'll be more showing up tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we'll have everybody here by Wednesday night.
All building for the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wonderful. So, Abby, you are here as a student, so you get to take advantage of all these amazing things coming in. So what is your part within Jazz Fest?
It's really great to go to Jazz Fest because you get to, like, learn from, like, professionals and, like, people who, like, make a living in the jazz world, and it's pretty sweet. And I've always, like, improved a lot after Jazz Fest, and it's a really fun experience, and you get to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, it's one thing to, you know, be in class and hear your, you know, teachers say, like, oh yeah, you can go to these different schools, or this is one way to further your music career, but it's fun to see people another way to, like, oh yeah, this is the real embodiment of it.
Yeah.
It is real. So what is your instrument?
I play alto sax, and I'm also a vocalist.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you said that you've always improved after Jazz Fest. How many years have you been involved in Jazz Fest?
Since like 7 years, yeah.
7 years, okay. A while. This is what happens every February.
Yeah.
I can mark your calendar by it. Wonderful. And Kyle, you're coming in as a performer and as a conductor?
Yes, that's correct.
So have you been a conductor for these groups before?
So I've done different honor groups in the past, and this is the first time that I'm directing the All Alaska Band, which I'm very excited about. I've worked as a clinician with the band for many years, doing sectionals and helping with rehearsals. But this year, the band is going to be playing all of my original music and
Wonderful.
Some of my arrangements. And it's also especially nice because last year, as well as this year, my big band, the Kyle Thade Dance Party, is one of the guest artists. So the students will get to hear the professionals play that same music that we're working on for them to play.
Oh, interesting. Are they going to be hearing it before or after their performance of the piece?
So the way we're going to be structuring it is that almost all the students knew my music beforehand. Mm-hmm. They actually requested a lot of the tunes that we're playing. They said,
nice.
We have to do this one. And we have a couple of videos on YouTube that hit over a million views. And so they know about some of what we do. So they've heard the music recorded, and then they're going to come in and rehearse it. And then some of my players are going to come in and play it with them
Wonderful.
In the rehearsals. And then they'll do their final performance on Saturday night.
Wonderful. So I guess for folks who aren't familiar with these kind of honor band situations, so these are students not only from Sitka High who are playing this. These are students from all over the state.
Yeah,
correct?
Everyone throughout the whole state of Alaska is eligible and encouraged to apply for the band. They make a recording of themselves playing certain audition materials, send it into the festival, get judged very harshly. No, they're very nice about it. But yeah, so everyone can audition, and I think most of the students are coming from the Southeast and Anchorage area. Do we have any from up in Fairbanks?
Yeah, there are two.
Awesome.
Awesome. So these students have once they got the okay, yes, you're in. How long have they had the music to prepare? Because it's only a few actual rehearsals all together that happened before the performance, right?
Right. I think we have three rehearsals over 2 days and then a sound check. And I sent them the music about a month ago in PDF form, and then sent them some reference recordings along with that, and they've been practicing it and emailing me and texting me like, what are we supposed to do with this song? Do you want us to play this one like this? So it's always nice to hear the people who are preparing the music practicing it and then reaching out with questions. Mm-hmm. That means they're really spending some time with it.
Yeah, they're not going to come in being like, so I looked at it on the plane.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I hope my players don't do that. The pro band is liable to do that a little bit more often.
Well, they've been doing it a little bit longer. Right. So the procrastination isn't as sketchy. Wonderful. So you said the actual performance for the student band is happening when?
So the All-Alaska Jazz Band is playing on Saturday, and Mike could probably go through the whole schedule. There's Thursday, Friday, Saturday performances almost all day of all different kinds of groups.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we've got Thursday night, we've got Nick Milo. He's going to be playing at 6:30 at the Harrigan Centennial Hall. That is kind of an exclusive concert for folks who have purchased all festival passes. Friday, there's a student concert at 6, pro concert at 7, and then after the pro concert down at the Centennial Hall, we've got a great big band dance that's going to happen from 8:30 to 11. And then Saturday, for folks who have all festival passes, if you want to come check out the clinics, we'll have those posted online. And then we do 6 o'clock, another student performance, and then kind of our finale, wrap it up, finish the show with all of the artists that have been a part of the festival, and then kind of end with the Kalathate dance party. And I need to backtrack just a little bit. On Friday night, our feature artists are the Herbie Hancock Institute of Performance, and the featured guest artist is Miss Gretchen Parolato, one of the nation's best vocal jazz singers.
Wonderful. And you said for the schedule posted online, this is at Sitka Jazz Fest?
SitkaJazzFestival.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. And is that how folks can get, if they want to get all festival passes or just singular events,
they can either buy them at the door. Perfectly fine. Or they can still get them from students until tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And then we've got tickets on sale down at Old Harbor Books.
Excellent. Our local Ticketmaster, Old Harbor
and
Books.
there'll be some things running in the paper this week. And check us out, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff.
And are these going to be, you said some of the events are happening at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and are some going to be happening at the Pouring Army Center, a little bit of both?
The evening concerts and the featured artists, those are all at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
The big band dance, that's at Harrigan, and the special concert on Thursday night, that's also at Harrigan.
Wonderful.
And then there's a bonus performance of all the artists letting loose in the jam session
after hours
at one of our favorite venues.
Favorite.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite things to do every year. The Mean Queen.
That's the tail end, and that's highly regarded. Amazing event.
Oh yeah, no longer sticking to the music in front of you, just getting loosey goosey. Wonderful. That's always been my favorite to come to. It's great just it's wonderful to sit in the Performing Arts Center, which is such an amazing facility, and listen to the amazing jazz. But then I feel like jazz, you're kind of supposed to be listening to it with a drink in hand.
In the club.
That's my obviously, we're never going to be doing that in the Performing Arts Center. Yeah. That's very bad news.
there is, and just kind of going along with there's something for everybody in this festival, there's also the Brown Bag concert that's going to happen on Friday. That's from 12 to 1 at the Odess. And that's folks bring their lunch if they want to come listen and get a sampler and see which groups they want to see, or just give them a little taste of the festival, or bring the kids down. It's a family friendly event.
And it's no charges.
No,
come
no charges.
On in.
Show up 12 o'clock at the Odess Theater.
Wonderful. Yeah. So there really is things for everyone, and everything starts off on Thursday night that solo piano by Nick Milo.
Correct.
Wonderful. Yeah. Awesome. That's going to be an amazing, a whole amazing weekend of things coming up. Is there any, I'll point it at you, Abby, and give you some heads up. Is there any particular masterclass or any particular piece that you're performing that you're particularly excited about? Or are you just kind of looking forward to the whole thing? Anything?
I'm looking forward to the whole thing in general.
Wonderful.
Honestly, I have such a good time every year.
You're always going to get something good out of it.
Sure.
Wonderful. Is there anything in particular that each of you are looking forward to specifically, or are you just excited for just another year of Sitka Jazz Fest?
Well, definitely the latter. I'm excited about all of it. And it's going to be really fun to work with some of the new artists. The Herbie Hancock Institute, formerly known as the Monk Institute, was here a couple times in the past, but this is an entirely new group of players there. Okay. So that'll be fun. This will be my first time working with Gretchen Parlato, so looking forward to that. But my favorite thing is always the Kyle Thade dance party. I love being in front of my yeah. band and hearing them play. And we're gonna close out the concert on Saturday night, so that's gonna be super fun to have. Usually we have to take people from wherever we're performing, but now we have players coming in from New York City, Washington D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow.
One guy from Juneau, John Unzicker, our guitar player. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be an amazing band. I'm really excited for that.
It always amazes me, this community, like the amazing things that we kind of take for granted of like, oh yeah, we just have Jazz Fest in early February. Maybe I'll go see some jazz performers. Like it's so kind of blasé that people think of just the opportunities here. These are amazing world-class musicians coming in from all across the country to our little tiny town.
Yeah.
It is pretty darn remarkable. And Mike, as you were saying, there are still tickets available. People can show up at the door to grab tickets and
absolutely
take advantage of these.
Bring two of their best friends and come listen to some
perfect
great
two,
music.
Three, as so, many as you can get a hand
so we
on.
We can all share the music.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Break a leg. Have a great time this weekend. And yeah, we'll see you at the dance party for sure.
Yes. Right.
Thanks so much.